First of all, then, let's start with the team news. Injury-wise, how are you looking?
Yeah, no, everybody looks okay. Theo Robinson's been ill this week. I think he's caught the bug that Chris Brown and Jordan Bowery had last week. Gabby Tamas is going to train today. So a few little niggles and knocks, but apart from that, no, we're looking quite strong.
Do you expect Tamas to be available this weekend? Is he going to get enough training time this weekend?
Yeah. Look, he's played a lot of games recently, so missing sort of 5 days, 6 days training is not going to make that much difference to him. But what we have to do is make sure that he's fine, you know, so we'll test him well today in training and see how he reacts tomorrow.
Good then that Bowery is available again. The squad's starting to look a little fuller again.
Yeah, it is, and you know, we felt, obviously we're missing Billy last week, but with Richie coming back, that we're getting close to a strong squad. Then Tamas pulled out, and obviously with Brownie and Jordan picking up their illness, it depleted us a little bit. But I've got to give credit to the two up top, you know, because they wanted to play, and they put in a shift for us, and you know, maybe if they were fully fit, they might have had a different outcome.
Can I ask, just while we're asking about injuries, about the longer term ones then? Ross Turnbull, what's the latest with him?
Yeah, Ross is coming on well. You know, he's probably about 85% at the minute. You know, but we've got Sam here. If Ross isn't going to be quite fully fit, rather than rushing him back, we're hopeful that we can do something to extend Sam's loan. But that's something we'll address in the next 10 days.
Right. I was going to say, because the decision is pending, isn't it? If not necessarily prior to the weekend.
Yeah, but what we can't do is put too much pressure on Ross to come back and put him in the same situation that he was last month, you know, where he was playing through the pain barrier with the thought at the back of his mind that he could actually tear one of his muscles. So we've got to make sure he's 100%, and you know, I've got to say Sam Johnson's come in and been absolutely fantastic.
Is there a kind of, well, almost gentleman's agreement in place for Johnson to keep him? It's a formality, if you like, or will that need a bit of work?
It's never a formality, but what we have to do first and foremost is wait and see how Ross is going to be, and then we're hopeful that conversations will be had.
Press conference wouldn't be had if I wasn't asking about Rob Jones. What's the latest with him?
Yeah, it's a blow for the big man. You know, we've went down the route of resting, having the injection, and there's still not been a major improvement. So he's having a consultation tomorrow on Friday, and hopefully he'll have the operation on Monday, which will rule him out for the rest of the season, which is a blow for us. But in some ways it's a positive, because we know exactly where he's going to be and what we have to do with him. And I've said all along, you know, with nerves and spines and necks and things like that, you have to look after the individual. And it looks as if it's going to be the best way to go with Robin. He'll be back pre-season.
At least, I suppose, in some respects, he will be around the squad, won't he? Because that's one of the reasons he's such a key player here, is he's a galvaniser, isn't he? He's a voice in the dressing room.
Yeah, and he always has been. And, you know, sometimes it's not a bad thing, somebody like Rob having a little bit of time away from the training ground, because it can have more of an impact when he comes back, you know. But he's, I've said all along, he's a leader, he's our captain, and he's been missed in the pitch, but that doesn't mean that he can't be helpful in around the training ground.
I suppose it's those days when you're thinking, goodness me, it's quiet around here.
Yeah, there is, and that's usually the days when Rob's not here.
Moving on then, with a sort of reflection on the match last time out, I realised there were certain instances there with refereeing. Have they been followed up?
Slightly, yes.
What does that mean then?
It means that, look, we've made contact with the relevant people. Whether we get the answers back we're looking for, it doesn't really make any difference, because it's gone.
It's about the process though, isn't it? And you, Stuart Gray, Danny Wilson, we've sort of asked you all about this process of feedback which is there. How useful is it?
It depends on how relevant the feedback is, let's put it that way.
So I get the impression from the fact that you're not anticipating any feedback.
No, we'll get feedback, but whether it's the feedback we're looking for or not, we don't know. And you know, it sounds as if, you know, Danny and Stuart will probably say the same things, as if we're moaning all the time. But all we want to do is, well, certainly from my point of view as a manager, is get a bit of clarity on the situation, an explanation why the decisions have been made. Sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't, which is disappointing.
Performance-wise, though, I presume now it's just about goals, isn't it? The goals aren't quite as free-flowing as they were four games ago.
No, they're not. But, you know, what we have to do is, and I say it all along, is keep the belief. We know that we can be a good team. We know that we are a good team. We just need to get it on a consistent basis. You know, there's always different factors into why you don't perform. There's different factors into why you do perform. And I've said all along that when we win games, when we draw games, when we lose games, and when we play well, we analyse it and we draw a line under it and we go again. You know, there were certain aspects I was happy with last Saturday and certain aspects I weren't. And the players know that, we've went through it. They know exactly what I expect of them. They know exactly what we need from now to the end of the season. And one thing we will do now is roll our sleeves up and dig in and get on with it.
So two parts to that then. Of recent performances, what's pleasing you? What's where it should be right now?
I think some of the football we played, and even if you go back to the Yeovil game, first half, you know, and well, maybe for 55, 60 minutes, we should have been out of sight. You know, we created three really clear-cut chances, which on another day you put away. What we have to stress to the boys is that the practice that we do in training that you have to take into games. You know, I've spoke to you before about basics, and sometimes you're loath to use that word because when you say basic, people think it's too easy. So we've got to get out of that mentality, which we have done. But it started creeping in a little bit on Saturday, and that's when I've got to do my job and nail things down.
So the other side to that is then, what's particularly of concern then at the minute that you want to see either a return to normal or actually an improvement on right now?
I think in the last third, you know, that defensively we have looked good. I know Yeovil created a few chances towards the end of the game last week, but that's when we, you know, I'll take the blame for that because we were pushing forward and trying to get the equaliser. But some of our play up until the final third was really, really good, and we just have to be a bit more clinical. You know, when we're in the round the box, have more shots, get more crosses in. We're at our best, and I've said it before, when we're relentless and doing the right things and keeping pressure on teams. And we'd done it for a certain amount of time last Saturday, but didn't follow it through.
So Bournemouth then, the next challenge. What do you make of them and their progress right now?
I think they've done fantastically well. You know, Eddie's, I know me and Eddie had a little bit of a spat at our place, but he's somebody I get on really well with. And funnily enough, on the journey down to Yeovil last week, our coach broke down at the services while Bournemouth were going to Derby, and they had a little stop off. Their coach didn't break down, unfortunately. And me and Eddie,
did they give you some stick though? Give some banter in the car park?
There was a little bit of banter, but not really. I think he actually felt quite sorry for us, because but me and Eddie and Jason Tisdale had a long chat. You know, the two people, Eddie especially, that I've got a lot of time for and a lot of respect for, and it'll be a tough game, especially down at their place. But we know what we've got to do. We know that we have to get back to the standards that we've set ourselves a few weeks ago, and we go down there with a lot of confidence and a lot of belief.
I appreciate there's lies, damn lies and statistics, but they concede an awful lot of goals. Does that give you hope? There must be avenues there to exploit.
Look, one thing we do is we're really intense in how we look at the opposition before games, and we look at their strengths and we look at their weaknesses, and we've got to combat whatever strengths they've got, which is a lot, and any weaknesses they have got, we've got to try and exploit, and that's what we're trying to do.
Grabban seemingly is the man for them right now. Is he the focal point of their attack?
Grabban, they've got Ranti, they've got Matt Ritchie, who's come back from injury. They've got Jan Kermigan, somebody that my next teammate of mine who I know a lot about. So going forward, they've got a lot of threats. So as I said, defensively, we have to get back to how we were a few weeks ago and keeping clean sheets, because at home they tend to start the game a bit like ourselves and putting a lot of pressure on teams, you know, so we might have to weather the storm first before we get anything out of the game.
And I know we've spoken in the past about the fact that you do have an element of breathing space down at the bottom of the table, but getting back to winning ways is so important with it so tight down there, so congested.
There is, and I've said it, points are like gold dust in this division, especially when you're down there, you know, and we have to start picking up points away from home. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work that one out. But we're okay, you know, we know what we have to do, but me as a manager, I'm quite relaxed about it, because I've got a lot of confidence in my players, I've got a lot of confidence in the squad and how we want to play, and I've said all along, I believe I've got more than enough to get out of it, but the one thing we can't get away from is we're in a scrap now. You know, we've been dragged back into it, and there's nothing I love more than getting into a scrap.
What, particularly with Eddie Howe, what happened then?
No, it was just a slight difference of opinion, and like all managers do, he was sticking up for his players and I was sticking up for mine, and we decided to have a little nose kiss in the touchline.
In all seriousness, yeah, right, okay. Did that get picked up then by the authorities? Because it's funny what they see and don't see sometimes.
No, it didn't, because, you know, the one thing we done straight away, we shook hands after the game and had a laugh about it over a beer after the game, which is how it should be.
Just finally, one more game, then Billy's back. Have you missed him?
I think a player of Billy's quality you will miss. The one thing I do know through speaking to Billy that he's very sorry about what he done, but he's definitely got the bit between his teeth to come back and repay not just myself but the teammates and his fans with goals towards the end of the season.
I was going to say, I mean, there must be the sense that he kind of owes the team one, doesn't he, really? I know he's a great player and the goals will flow, but he's had a stop-start time because of the sending off.
He has, and look, you've got to be careful of that one because Billy desperately wants to do well and you've got to make sure that he doesn't try too hard and get too frustrated, which I do believe was the outcome of his sending off. You know, but Billy Sharp doesn't have to prove anything to me, the fans here or his teammates. Billy Sharp's at his best when he goes out there relaxed and believing he's going to score goals, and that's what will make sure he does.